From NPR News, it's Day to Day. What goes up does not necessarily come down quite as fast. Lately, the cost of gas shot up when oil prices increased. Now, oil prices are coming down, but the cost of gas isn't following all that swiftly. Here to explain is Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Nancy, today oil is trading at about $122 a barrel. That's about a two-month low. So why isn't that same kind of decrease reflected in gas prices?
Yeah, it is true that gas prices do tend to rise faster than they fall. At least that's our perception. Partly that's because it takes a while for prices at the pump to catch up with what's happening on the oil markets. Partly because the gas we're buying at the pump today was refined from oil that was shipped weeks ago when oil prices were higher. But perception is also important, and we do tend to pay more attention to high prices. I talked about the power of perception with David Hackett. He's an oil industry analyst and president of Stillwater Associates.
The perception always was called rockets and feathers. People perceived that the prices rocketed up, and then when the markets turned around, they came down like a feather.
Now, Hackett says that was just our perception, but other analysts do say that gas prices have tended to go up faster than they come down. They say that's because when prices fall, consumers stop shopping around as much. So station owners could keep drivers happy by just knocking off a few cents a gallon.
Well, now, Nancy, it seems like people are shopping around a lot more than they used to for gas. So how is that affecting prices?
Well, it seems to mean that prices are indeed starting to fall faster. On average, gas prices are below $4 a gallon, and they are dropping pretty fast. It is all about supply and demand, Alex. Demand for gas has plummeted, so prices have nowhere to go but down. I spoke about this today with Daniel Yergin, the chairman of Cambridge Energy Research Associates, and he told me that falling consumer demand is indeed driving down gas prices.
Price does count, and people respond to prices, and that's what we're seeing. People have been, consolidating their trips, and also, of course, such a dramatic change in the kind of vehicles that people want to buy.
And Yergin says the U.S. gas market, Alex, is bigger than the entire market for oil in China. So when we consumers in the U.S. flex our muscles, it has a worldwide impact.
And looking ahead, is there any sense if demand will continue to fall here in the U.S.?
Well, Alex, Yergin calls that the $64 billion question.
Right.
He thinks U.S. drivers have permanently changed their behavior. We are not buying as many SUVs. We're buying smaller cars, and that does appear to be somewhat of an ongoing trend. But he says it's a little bit too soon to say for sure.
Thanks, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of the Public Radio Daily Business Show, Marketplace.